Now, the subject as advertised in your brochure is Kings and Prophets. Today will be a survey day. Today will be an overview day. Today will be a bird's eye view of the Kings and Prophets. It is a wide area in the Word of God. We cover 600 years. We quickly look at dozens of kings and many prophets. So please understand that it is an introduction. The whole day is an introduction. The first lecture or the first ministry is known as overview. It gives us a bit of an idea of where we're going on the day. So please understand that. And I have to emphasize that over and over again, that this is just a quick survey of this large area of the Word of God and a wonderful area of the Word of God. And we haven't seen the last of what we read in the Old Testament. People get the idea that Israel has come and gone. But we believe, according to the Word of God and the covenants of God, that God is again going to establish the nation and the kingdom and the Davidic kingdom here on earth in the person of our Lord Jesus Christ and through the nation of Israel forever and ever. It's one of the great themes of the Word of God. I was almost going to say, did you bring your trifocals along today? Now, I'm wearing bifocals. And just a few weeks ago, I went to the optometrist, and again he suggested, Ron, I think you should have trifocals. And I said, oh, look, it's bad enough wearing bifocals. Have you seen the people doing shopping in Woolworths and Coles with bifocals? You know what it's like, up there looking for the prices. And trifocals, I've seen my friends with trifocals, they're going like this to try and find the correct window to look through. But trifocals is seeing things through three windows. And in the Word of God, we've got three windows. We've got three themes that God is involved in. And the three themes is, number one, the eternal purposes of God for the nations of the world. You see, we are in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we're getting people out of the nations for His bride, for a special purpose. But in the Word of God, it starts with nations. And in the end of the Bible, we find that it says that the nations that are saved will walk in the light of the holy city. So there's a big program for the nations of the world. That's window number one in our trifocal. The next one is the eternal purpose of God for the nation of Israel. That is another theme. We find these in 1 Corinthians 10:32. Jew, Gentile, and the Church of God. So the program of Israel is very, very important. It's very, very close to the heart of God. God just said of Israel, I love you with an everlasting love. Now, praise God, we can apply it to ourselves. It's no problem. Then the third great program is the program of the church, the body of Christ, which was formed in the eternal counsels of God. So these themes are very, very important. So someone could come up to me afterwards and said, it would have been good, brother, to mention this, or you should have mentioned that. Yes, there's the books 1 and 2 Samuels, 1 and 2 Kings, 1 and 2 Chronicles, and then the 17 prophet books. Yes, there's a lot of material. And every suggestion that you would make, I would say amen. So we're just going to approach it this way, and once again, it's an icebreaker, it's an overview, it's a bird's eye view, it's a big picture. As a matter of fact, with my talks, we're going to fly at 39,000 feet and look down, and then we're going to come down to 15,000 feet and look down over the terrain and see what it is in the Scriptures. And it's very, very close to the heart of God. The disciples did ask the question in Acts 1:6, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And the church has tossed that one around for a long while, and got it wrong for 2,000 years. They say, look at those foolish disciples. The Lord Jesus has been with them for 3 years. They've just had a course on the kingdom of God for 40 days. It's in Acts chapter 1. And then they ask that question, will you restore the kingdom at this time to Israel? And interpreters say, what? What on earth are the disciples asking that question for? Don't they understand that Israel is finished and that Christ has set up a spiritual kingdom? They still haven't learnt. But of course the disciples really understood what was going on. They said, this is the time now. You are resurrected. You are the Son of David. You are risen from the dead. You are immortal. Now's the time to establish the promised kingdom and set up David's throne. And the Lord Jesus said, you've got the timing wrong, not the fact that we're going to re-establish the kingdom in Israel when I return, but the timing. I've got something for you to do. I've got something for you to do now in the meantime. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ didn't say to them, well, it's going to take 2,000 years, I'll tell you now. No. They were still expecting the Lord to return, even in their day, and to get out with the gospel, which they did. So these are important themes, dear brothers and sisters. Now, the program for the day is, see those little blue and white pages there, that outlines the program for the day. And welcome to Kevin, good to have you, brother, praise the Lord. I don't have to take the third session, he's arrived. Thank you, brother, for joining us. Amen. Now, the notes that we have here, the handbook. Everyone have one of the notes here for the handbook? Thank you. You will notice on the first part or the title page here, and up here, Awake to Israel, there are a number of points highlighted. History, current events, prophecy, evangelism, and one that's very important that is not there, and that's the prayer time. Prayer. Praying about these matters. What we're going to concentrate on today is history and prophecy. So it's the kings and the prophets that we have in the Old Testament. And the reason that we believe it is important to look at these is that most of what we learn about the nation of Israel, God's promises, God's oaths, God's covenants, are found largely in the books of the prophets. And even the writers of the New Testament refer to that. Some have asked, why don't we have all of this information repeated in the New Testament? And the implication is, well, there you are, Israel's forgotten now, and the church replaces Israel. That's replacement theology. Now, enough has been said in the Old Testament to show that it is true. And everything is described and explained in the Old Testament prophets about the coming kingdom. So when the new covenant is set up and when the church is established, that is the focus of the New Testament, because that's a new revelation and a new era that's been started by God. So let's have a look at our notes, please, and let's get into having a look at this matter of overview as advertised on our program. So let's open up at page 2, and you'll see that there is a page of contents, and then in page number 3 we will begin our overview. And we've got some lovely pictures. Here's a picture down at the bottom of the page, not necessarily relevant to what we're speaking at the moment, but here is the tomb or the grave of King David. You see some Hebrew there from the right, Kerev David, that is the grave or tomb of David, and then in that little square above there is David HaMelech, that's David the king. Thank you for that photo. Now, in our introduction, in doing prophetism and kingship in Israel, once again, it's going to be an overview. So first of all, we will have an introduction. This will be